Hello everyone, welcome back to Jola Speaks. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. And in everything, remember to always, always give thanks. Today is a wonderful day, the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Holy Spirit, thank you for this day. Thank you for using me as a vessel unto honor. Help me to deliver this message as put in my heart. All of you, bless of me. And help me to speak in the way and manner and form that I should. And open the hearts, the minds of those listening to hear you speak today. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So today we're going to discuss, we're going to continue from yesterday where we discussed, you know, how David reacted when he saw Samson had died. You know, he tore his clothes, he mourned for the rest of the day to the evening. And this was Saul that was so focused on taking David's life. This was Saul that David had run away. At that point, he was actually on the run because he was actually in the camp of the Philistine because he was running away from Saul. So it's the same guy that was an enemy. In any way or form, one wants to say it. But you see, like I said yesterday, David, who also loved Saul. Saul is love is an act. It's not a feeling. It's an act of I will do this, you know, no matter what Saul had done to him or what Saul would do, he was focused on love. So even in his death, David showed Saul love. So today I want to read from 2 Samuel 1 verses 10 to 16. So I'll read quickly in the NIV version. I'll encourage you to please join me in reading your Bible. So I stood beside him and killed him because I knew that after he had fallen, he could not survive. And I took the crown that was on his head and the band on his arm and have brought them here to my Lord. Then David and all the men with him took hold of their clothes and tore them. They mourned and wept and fasted till evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the army of the Lord and for the nation of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. David said to this young man who brought him the report, "Where are you from?" "I am the son," he answered. David asked him, "Why weren't you afraid to lift your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" Then David called one of the men and said, "Go and strike him down." So he struck him down and died. For David said unto him, "Your blood be on your head. Your mouth has testified against you, and you have said, when you said, I killed the Lord's anointed." You see, all through this time, David could have killed Saul on many occasions. He had so many opportunities to kill Saul. But David was focused on obeying the word of God, which said, "Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed." It didn't matter that the anointed was evil. It didn't matter that the anointed was trying to kill him. It didn't matter that the anointed was bringing 3,000 men to kill one David. It didn't matter that the anointed was missing resources. It was very clear. The word of God said, "Touch not my anointed." There was no qualifying, you know, point. So it was a full stone. And do my way no harm. But there was no saying, "Oh, if you know the anointed is good." No, it was, "Touch not my anointed." And so we see here that David would not, and the reason why he asked the man to be killed was because he refused for anybody to take the glory of the death of Saul. And the Amalekites, even though he tried to say stylishly and sleekly, he was still trying to take the glory of killing Saul. And so because of that, he said, "I cannot take, or I will have no part in the death of Saul." And you too, how can you not be afraid to touch God's anointed? And so he asked his men to kill the Amalekite. Because bear in mind that the man was not an Israelite. He was a foreigner. And Saul and David had just come from a battle to kill, which killed some Amalekites, you know, and coming back, and then this Amalekite telling him that he had killed, you know, the king of Israel, Saul. And so David asking, can you not be afraid to touch God's anointed? You know, if in the previous chapter, when Saul had asked his Amalekite to kill him, the Amalekite could not touch him, and Amalekite killed himself after that. Because he could not touch God's anointed. But this Amalekite was a foreigner. You know, they probably don't know the rules of the land. And he said to just kill Saul like that. But he did not want anybody to take the glory for Saul except God. And he won't have a part or hand in anything, you know, regarding Saul's death. Which is why, you know, he killed the man. And because also one would also know that if the man had been left, you know, the man would have boasted all around the world, wherever, as far as the man could go, that I killed Saul. Because he came to David and said that clearly, the next time he will say something very different. Now, whether or not that story was fabricated, it may have been, who knows, it may be lies. But because the man said it with his mouth was the problem, he testified that he killed God's anointed. And it just brings this home. The obedience of God's word is powerful. You see, David was so specific in obeying God's word. He was so focused on doing what God had asked him to do. But even in death, he refused to take a hand or part in Saul's death. No matter what Saul had. And you see, in our lives today, we have so many men of God, women of God, they are not an anointed of God, that we may not agree with what they are doing. We may not agree with what they are doing, right? But we should remember that the Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm, which means that we are not meant to pass judgment. We are not meant to touch them. Whatever their words, what we say, what we do. Let God be the one to deal and work with them. Look at Saul. Saul was opposite. He was anointed, but he was mean. He was erratic. He was misusing resources. Even the king of a country, or sorry, the king of Israel, you know, moving 3,000 men to go and kill one man. Meanwhile, leaving his own, you know, flock, his own throne. There, you know, for the other nations to come and fight. He was confused, he was fearful, so many things was wrong with Saul, but he was still God's anointed. God still anointed him to be king of Israel, and so he was not meant to be touched. And so if we find ourselves in a situation whereby, okay, maybe a man of God has done that and all that, remember, we need to be careful about what we say and how we say it. We always take everything to God and say, God, X, Y, Z is happening. Like David did. If you look at the Psalms, David poured out his heart to God. Everything was out. He poured it out to God. God, this, and all that. He was saying in Psalms. But we always take everything to God. But let us not be the ones that will touch God's anointed. Let God handle it. Let God handle it. What I'm saying is because I know that the things have happened in the past. Oh my God, please, like, how can it happen? You know, I'm upset. My God, can't happen. But then I'm like, no, actually, God, I will trust in you. I will pray. I will speak to you. Like what's happening, and I will let you, Lord, lead. But I will not touch God's anointed. I'm going to be very careful in our dealings with God's anointed, right? And in many cases, we usually import pain, choices, pain, and all that for now and everything. But let us be careful. Let's not use our words and to touch and, you know, go against what the Bible is saying, except God leads us to do it. But again, God will not contradict His word. But there are things that God can lead us to do that will lead, you know, to our healing and lead us and help us out of whatever situation that we are going through, you know, there. But let's be very careful, because the Bible says, touch not anointed. And let's focus on obeying God's word, because we need to obey God's word. Oh, we need to truly obey God's word. And by the way, I'm not talking about first professional, no. I'm talking about God's anointed. We need to know that under this person. Ah, just be careful. And because whatever you're doing, God is seeing it. And be praying, you know, and talking to God about it and everything. But God help us. But also, the important key part here is obedience to God. David obeyed God through it all, till the very end here. But even in Saul's life, he still obeyed God. God help us. God help us. It is interesting one to see that, you know, his enemy, as we may call him, even in death, David was still honoring Saul. He was still, you know, obeying God, respecting God's word, respecting Saul. God help us. Holy Spirit, help us, Lord. Help us to obey you through it all. Give us the strength, Lord, to obey you through it all. And obey your word in Jesus' name. And Lord, wherever it is where anybody may be struggling with God's anointed, Father, help them out. Help them out of situation. Help them out of situation, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. And I love you. Bye.